launching into hour number two of the show, and you can bring up anything. Toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
Hey, Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We mentioned to you a few moments ago that Salvia Divinorum is going to be made illegal in the state of Florida soon. Looks like the Senate and the House voted almost unanimously. In the case of the Senate, it was unanimous. In the House, there were only four dissenting votes to criminalize a plant, yet another plant that, like all other plants, grows from the ground naturally. They're going to make it, I don't know if it's a felony, I guess it will be, it's going to be the same as marijuana. So it could be a felony if you have a certain amount of it, that sort of thing.
And LSD.
Yeah, and LSD. And in case you don't know anything about salvia, we're going to talk about it here for a moment. And we're also going to tell you about a North Dakota man that is facing years in prison, this according to StopTheDrugWar.org, after purchasing Salvia Divinorum on eBay. And what's likely the first arrest for possession of Salvia Divinorum anywhere in the nation, and definitely a first in North Dakota, a Bismarck man now faces years in prison after he bought a few ounces of leaves on eBay. Kenneth Rowe, see, he should have known, Mark. He should have been paying attention.
He should have been reading the
law. He should be reading every single new law that comes out as it comes out so he can be atop and abreast of what these legislators, how they want to control his life. He's just not doing his job as a citizen, is he?
He's not a citizen. He's a subject.
He's a subject. That's a good point. Let's continue, though, and talk about his case. Kenneth Rowe, a bottling plant worker with an interest in herbalism, altered states, and religion and spirituality, was arrested by Bismarck police on April 9th when they searched his home looking for his adult son, who was on probation for drug charges. Police found a marijuana pipe, 8 ounces of salvia leaf, a quantity of a...
How's it a marijuana pipe if he's smoking salvia through it?
I think he smokes some marijuana through it as well.
How do you know?
Well, they didn't find any marijuana, but usually if there's resin of marijuana in the pipe, then
it's just
that's
a pipe.
Good enough.
They're labeling. This is a news story. They're labeling it whatever they want to label it.
Well, now, wait a minute. This is a news story written by StopTheDrugWar.org.
Are you sure that it's written?
Yes, this is their feature story from this week's...
I don't know that I trust
it. Look, Mark, it says here he's interested in altered states. What do you think that means?
I think it means he was studying things.
It means he likes to take drugs. He also had mushrooms, okay? He had mushrooms in his possession.
It's a marijuana pipe through which he smoked salvia, therefore it's a salvia pipe.
Okay, whatever you want to call it. And a number of other herbal products. Rowe now faces multiple charges, according to the state's attorney. He's being charged with possession of salvia with intent to deliver, as well as possession with psilocybin with intent and possession of marijuana. She said, although Rowe told the Chronicle he thought he would have been charged with a school zone violation as well, which would have meant his intent offenses, which would have made him Class A felonies punishable by up to 20 years in prison.
God.
That is not the case. He's not being charged with a school zone violation. So they're going easy on him, and they're only going to give him a handful of years instead, maybe. It says here that the psilocybin charges could go up in smoke. The mushrooms he possessed are not controlled substances under federal law, and while hallucinogenic, do not actually contain psilocybin. So the mushrooms he had, by the way, were Amanita muscaria mushrooms.
Then how the hell are they going to charge him with the possession of psilocybic mushrooms?
Well, they're saying they're going to have to get rid of that charge.
Oh, I see.
But they can charge him with whatever they want, Mark. You know that.
That's
true. They charge you with all kinds of stuff, and then they drop stuff, right?
Yeah.
Then they try to give you a deal. Rowe was being charged with possession with intent.
And, by the way, if they didn't have to take him to court, he could still get the psilocybic mushroom charge. If
he pled out?
Yeah, if he pled out, it doesn't matter whether they prove it.
He was being charged with possession with intent to distribute because of the weight of the leaves, said the bureaucrat. We look at the typical use quantity, she said, and it's similar to marijuana with a typical use dose of 0.25 grams to 0.5 grams, and he had significantly more than that, she said. Salvia divinorum, member of the Mexican mint family, has been used by Mazatec shamans for hundreds of years. Smoking or chewing the leaves, or more commonly, concentrated extracts, can produce intense, albeit short-lived, hallucinogenic experiences. While the plant has become notorious through YouTube videos of young people smoking it and behaving strangely, which those are fun videos.
I've never looked at one.
Go to YouTube and look up salvia or salvia trip or salvia experience, and you'll have a good laugh. While the plant has become notorious through those videos, it is also of interest to psychonauts, or people attempting to explore consciousness through herbal means. Researchers say that while salvia's effects on consciousness may be disquieting, the plant has not been shown to be toxic to humans. Its effects are so potent, it's unlikely to be used repeatedly, and its active property, salvinorin A, which is the drug, like THC in cannabis, salvinorin A for salvia, could assist in the development of medicines for mood disorders.
Of course, there's medicines out there, and, you know, that's the reason God put them out there, so that we could use these things to help us.
Plants, you mean, the plants that you derive medicines from.
Right.
Yeah.
I just don't understand why they're going to go outlawing these things. You know, I was thinking about the...
Because the people's changing their states of consciousness, Mark, and you can't do that except with liquor.
You know, I was thinking about the...
This is America!
I was thinking about the situation with the mushrooms. You know, it's been ruled by the Supreme Court that you can be sentenced for crimes that you were acquitted for. If they can sentence you for one, if they can find you guilty of one charge amongst all the charges that you were arrested for.
Really?
Yep. I read it on the air here before.
Wow.
Yeah, it's true. So they can sentence him
for the
mushrooms, but not necessarily find him guilty for it.
There are hazards to messing with hallucinogens. One expert was quick to point out it's a hallucinogen, and while its hallucinogenic actions are different from those induced by LSD and other hallucinogens, it has the liabilities that hallucinogens do. According to a professor of pharmacology, the man who isolated salvinorin A, when people take it, they are disoriented. If you don't know where you are and you're driving a car, that would be a bad experience.
Oh, that'd be something entirely different. Driving
yes.
a car, a motor vehicle? Yeah. I mean,
we'd have to be a fool.
We have charges for driving while intoxicated.
Right. You'd have
to
be a fool.
You don't need a new charge for driving while using salvia. It's still intoxicated.
This is
not the definition of intoxicated.
This salvia is not a drug where you're at a party hanging around, someone fires up a joint, and everyone passes it around. This is not that kind of drug. And anyone who's ever looked into it would immediately find that out, because the first thing that you read whenever you read anything about salvia is that you need to be very, very careful when you use it. You need to be using it in a situation that is quiet, that is dark, that is relatively secluded, in that there aren't a lot of people around making a lot of noise. And it is always recommended that you have a sitter, that there's someone there with you to help take care of you in the instance that you get some crazy idea in your head, or in the instance that you drop the lighter or something like that, or drop the bowl and
right.
break something.
I mean, this is not where you get a little stoned or you get a little drunk or anything like that. You're out of your mind for a period of time, a short period of time.
So, well, some might say you're just in a little deeper.
You're you're not living in this world.
That much is true. That's
and
what the shamans used it for.
Like it.
Right. That's what the shamans used it for, was to take themselves out of this world so they could get perspective on this world from outside of it, or from a different dimension or perspective or whatever you want to call it. And, in fact, I've actually got a salvia trip report from one of our listeners that I've been holding on to. And so we'll share one of our listeners' experiences here in a moment. But continue the story here first. So no one who's ever done salvia would ever recommend to anyone else that they drive a car or operate any sort of heavy machinery or even get up off the couch when they're using it. But let me go on. Of course, the drug warriors will always try to make it sound like the worst possible things will inevitably happen when people use these things, and that's not true. If it were true, then we'd have all kinds of salvia-related deaths.
Right.
We'd have people throwing themselves off the roof.
The stories would be everywhere.
Right. But they aren't, because salvia is a relatively safe drug when used in a safe way, and there are safe ways to use many of the illegal drugs.
One thing you can be sure of, though, is as it got more widespread, more popular, and it does seem to be gaining in popularity, somebody is going to get hurt.
Oh, it's going to get more popular as soon as it's illegal, I can tell you that, because then the black
Absolutely.
Market dealers are going to pick it up,
sure.
and they're going to start marketing it to all their current customers,
sure.
and they're going to say, hey, a 10-minute trip, because that's what it is. It's a very short, truncated version of a trip experience.
Yeah.
Now, that's being very generic. It's being, I personally have never gotten to, I've tried it a few times, and I've never gotten to the shaman state,
yeah.
as it is called, but so many other people have, so it's just a matter of, I think I've just got some bad salvia or something like that. I just got the giggles once, which it was a good case of the giggles. I did enjoy it quite a bit.
But it's legal here, right?
I don't know. Doesn't matter to me. No, I'm pretty sure in New Hampshire it is legal, but that can change any time.
I think it'll stay legal here.
Maybe so. But then again, the feds might make it illegal at a federal level. I know they're considering that. More on salvia coming up. You can take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2 month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from. Another untold story.com.
This is a story of an addict and how he became an addict, and is a good warning type story for those who listen to these Another Untold Story broadcasts, and then dare go to anotheruntoldstory.com website to get the rest of the other untold story. The addict tells his story, and I quote some of that story. Quote, I came from a family of non-thinkers. No one I knew was a thinker, so I really shouldn't have had any national tendencies or inherited weaknesses in this area, but nevertheless it happened to me. It could happen to you or someone you love, too. It all started when someone I long suspected of being a thinker offered me a social think. I declined, explaining that I was a non-thinker, but they were insistent that I try just one think. I hesitated, but I figured what could one little think hurt? That was my first mistake. End of quote. Well, the man got thunked and addicted to thinking. And then what happened to him? For the rest of that Another Untold Story, go to anotheruntoldstory.com. But beware, in going there, you too could get addicted to thinking.
For Another Untold Story, go to anotheruntoldstory.com. 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 Anotheruntoldstory.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. And those do include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo. To prove they listen to the show, just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's about. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
How much do you spend on coffee?
JustPlainJoe.com offers over 60 different varieties of, 60 different flavors, roasted to order from gourmet Arabica coffee beans and whole bean or ground at just $8 a 12-ounce package. It's roasted fresh to order, JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders are delivered within 3 business days via UPS. You buy 5 packages and save on shipping. justplainjoe.com.
1-800-259-9231. So talking about a story here from the Drug War Chronicle at stopthedrugwar.org about Salvia divinorum. And, of course, we're going to take your calls, and we'll get to an email with some Salvia experiences from one of our listeners here in a moment to give you an idea of what it is that we're talking about. But essentially, it is an herb that has been used for hundreds of years by the Mazatec shamans in Mexico. And now it's being used by many people in America and around the world for various different reasons. Mostly, though, for people that are looking for a bit of a different experience.
Yeah, I bet it's legal for the Mazatec Indians to use it for their religious purposes. Doesn't that seem likely?
Here in America?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know who the Mazatecs are, but doesn't it seem likely that we would...
The Rastafarians have not been getting away with that excuse when it comes to marijuana.
Yeah, but it's much more... Native American, do you know what I mean?
This is Native Mexican. Mexican-American.
Okay, I don't know. I mean, I don't know where they are. So this is, what, the tribe itself is south of the border?
I believe it is based out of Mexico.
Okay.
Yeah. So just to continue the story here, it's about a man in North Dakota who all of a sudden found himself facing some felony distribution charges for Salvia after the police came to search his home looking for his adult son, who was on probation for drug charges. And as you know, if you let the cops into your house, and they might have had a warrant for the son, but we know that if the cops come across other stuff that wasn't necessarily listed in the warrant, it used to be that stuff had to be thrown out, but now it can be admissible. Now you can get charged for all kinds of things that they find, even if that wasn't what they were originally looking for. In that case, that's what happened with Kenneth Rowe in North Dakota. So according to one of the experts who apparently isolated the active ingredient of Salvia, Salvinorin A, he told the Drug War Reform Network, or Drug War Chronicle, that while it might freak you out, it's not going to kill you. He says there's no evidence of any overt toxicity, and there are no reports in the medical literature that anyone has ever died from it.
No, that hasn't stopped him with marijuana.
Nope.
The same thing's true with marijuana.
Yeah. Well, they're going to love this.
Alcohol kills people every day.
This is great for them, Mark. I mean, this is a brilliant move for the drug warriors because it's yet another bulky, sticky, green substance that's going to stink. Well, I don't know how sticky it is. But
and the more illegal they make it, the more it's going to spread. The more people are going to hear about it, the more they're going to want to try it.
The more they can bust, the more cash they can confiscate, and so on and so forth. But the caveat here is that there have been no formal studies done on humans, but the animal data suggests it doesn't kill animals, even given in massive doses, and that's usually, but not always,
same's true with marijuana,
predictive for human pharmacology. The DEA considers Salvia a drug of interest, but has yet to move to place it under the Controlled Substances Act. A DEA spokesbureaucrat said that the plant is being reviewed to see if it meets the criteria for inclusion on the list of controlled substances. Now look, I don't know what their criteria is, but I imagine it's, can we make more money off of this? Yes. Oh, look, those other states are doing it, so we should do it too. I think it's probably just going to be a matter of time now.
Oh, I would agree.
But driven by little more than the YouTube videos and the story of one Delaware youth whose parents blamed his suicide on Salvia, state legislators have not waited for the DEA's measured considerations to act since Delaware becomes the first state to ban Salvia.
Is your mommy a scientist? How does she know Salvia killed you?
Yeah, well, I think what probably happened there, and I have no idea what the case was about, but, you know, parents don't want to blame themselves for bad parenting.
Sure.
So it's easy to blame an inanimate object like a drug. Why was your son using drugs in the first place? Maybe it's because you're a jerk. Maybe it's because he didn't like his life. Maybe it's because he was rebelling against you and you told him not to. Maybe it's all your fault.
I don't know what the reasons are. I think some kids just experiment with drugs, but...
Sure.
You know, I mean...
But it's a cop-out for the parents.
Some kids are... The fact is, if you have a drug that somebody can smoke, or, you know, not a really drug, a plant that people can smoke and get high, and people can kill themselves and both of those things are independent facts, sooner or later, those two facts are going to cross. Somebody who has smoked a drug is going to commit suicide. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
It's just statistics.
Absolutely. Since Delaware became the first state to ban Salvia, a handful of others, including North Dakota, followed suit. As we talk about on this show, when one government gets a bad idea as to how to rule your life, it inevitably spreads to other governments. Ban moves are currently afoot in a number of other states to join the club. Salvia became illegal on August 1st of 2007 after a bill sailed through the legislature earlier last year. None of the three legislators respond to requests for comment. After Mr. Rowe was arrested earlier this month, Bismarck police warned it could be only the beginning in this fight against a member of the Mint family.
Yay, Mint.
So said one of the police lieutenants, it sure looks like there could be a market based on the amount he had. This is the first we've seen of it. While Salvia information on websites like Salvia.net do place a single dose between 0.25 and 1 gram, similar to their estimates, the government's estimates, intent to deliver still seems like a stretch. According to Rowe, this is the guy that was arrested, he says, I bought 8 ounces of leaf on eBay by bidding $32 for it. Now they're charging me with possession with intent. That's silly. Nobody wants leaves. Everyone's buying those 10X, 20X, and 30X extracts. So you know, what happens there is the people that prepare the salvia tinctures or whatever, they extract...
So you drink it?
Nah, that was probably the wrong word.
Okay, tincture is made with alcohol.
I guess they use... Anyway, they prepare this extraction from salvia leaf, and they manage to essentially concentrate the active ingredient in this 20X and 30X stuff. Roe was also not impressed by the prosecutor's dosage estimates. He complained that this is a clear ploy to exaggerate the number of saleable units. These drug warriors have long used this ploy to make dealers out of everyone.
Yeah, that's absolutely, because they don't get as much money, they don't get as much time, and the fact is, they do get more money for people being in prison. That's what they wanted, that's what their jobs are. They don't get any kind of accolades for busting somebody for possession. They get accolades for busting dealers. That's what people want to get caught. They want the dealers caught. So what do? They make more dealers.
Accepting those figures, he says an ounce of salvia would give 120 doses and make anyone holding an ounce of it a dealer. And this is ridiculous, since an ounce is clearly the standard saleable unit for the leaf. Applying the prosecutor's standard marijuana dosage and saleable quantity would be the amount that would fit in the end of a pinch hitter. This standard would make anyone holding even an eighth of an ounce of marijuana into a dealer. He also scoffed at the notion that anyone's going to be buying fractions of an ounce of salvia leaf. He says you can buy an ounce online for as little as $10. Who's going to split that up into smaller quantities?
Yeah.
Hell, you would probably end up spending more on the baggies than you did on the leaf.
And here's the thing about, you know, the North Dakota legislature came up with, we're going to make salvia illegal. And then they decided, well, we're going to make this amount possession with intent. You know, we're going to upgrade this. This person, a person with this amount is, you know, X amount, they're a dealer. How the hell do these legislators, what qualifies them? They don't know anything about salvia.
They know how to put people in jail cells.
They didn't talk to anybody who knows about salvia.
But they know how to make laws, Mark.
Right,
that's all.
They just came up with arbitrary laws. They just made up a number and said, that's what makes a guy a dealer.
Now, what can we do to make more people in our fill our prison cells? Maybe that's what they
I don't think that's what they're thinking. But
they're thinking we need to stop people from behaving in the way that we don't like
them.
This
year's plan just like marijuana. Let's just make it just like marijuana.
What? People are getting high out there. We got to stop this stuff. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Never going to stop it.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. 7-9-8-2-9 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SniderHealth.com. That's SNYDERHealth.com.
This is Steve Shank, J. Michael Stevens Group. Let's get real. Flour is already being rationed. Prices on food are getting so high, warehouses are installing security systems and guards. You can expect soon to see criminal activity in food. We're all in a foot race as to whether the food will become so expensive we can't afford it, or there will be no food at any price. We can't grow enough of our own food, even with genetically altered trash. It will give you the opportunity to eat perfectly engineered food. They think God didn't get it right, so Monsanto had to step in. If you think it's a little bit crazy to put in a supply of food, it's okay. We won't tell. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. It may be a little bit crazy, but that's okay. Because there is no such thing as a little bit dead.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. We're talking about Salvia right now. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the bulletin board system with over 2,000 people interacting, over 340,000 posts. There's lots to talk about, including Salvia trip reports. There are a few threads about Salvia on there. You can join the discussion for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. As we continue, finish up this story here and then go to your phone calls. About Salvia divinorum, a plant, much like marijuana, as in it's green and it grows from the earth naturally. That's really the only similarity. It's actually a member of the Mexican mint family. It's been used by the Mazatec shamans for hundreds of years. So Indian shamans have been smoking this plant or chewing on this plant for
a long time. They've been getting messages from God.
Well, they certainly believe so, and I'm sure a number of people that have tried this would probably agree with that. But apparently nobody in government likes anyone to have any fun. No one likes anybody to alter their state of consciousness if it's not with the approved government sources of nicotine and alcohol. And so therefore they have now added this drug in Florida, in North Dakota, in Delaware, and a handful of other states to the list of illegal felony narcotics. And one man in North Dakota found out the hard way. His name is Kenneth Rowe, and he got in trouble for purchasing an ounce or a couple ounces of Salvia over the internet on eBay. You can go right now and buy Salvia online in any old state that you're in. Some sellers are aware of the laws, and they will not sell to you if you are in the states that have passed those laws, but yeah, that's not the guarantee. They are all aware of it, so don't expect the sellers to keep you safe from the cops. In fact, this particular gentleman, Roe, had no idea about the law. He says this is ridiculous legislative overreaching. They only based it on those wacky YouTube videos, and even on those, you see people trying to abuse the stuff as much as possible and
ham
it
up. Best.
and he says it still doesn't hurt them. And why jump from selling it in stores to making it a felony, he asked. Don't they do misdemeanors anymore? I didn't even know it was illegal here. And with their first prosecution, they go for the max. And so maybe the North Dakota police will start putting up eBay auctions to try to snag their own citizens here as they continue to be ignorant of the new laws that have been passed. Because, again, who in their right mind has the time or could possibly understand all of the laws. Who could possibly read or understand all of the laws they passed? Anyway, the local TV station apparently inadvertently supported Mr. Rowe's point at the time of this writing. An online version of the news report about his arrest was still pulling up Salvia ads by Google. Rowe emailed the link proving that Salvia ads are still showing up on computers in North Dakota. A mild-mannered 46-year-old, his interest in Salvia derived from a broader interest in herbalism, religion, and spirituality, as well as efforts to deal with his own inner demons. He said, "I read that Salvia facilitates lucid dreaming, so I tried chewing some leaves before bedtime, and it was interesting because I would see faces and remember names I had long forgotten." He'd also tried Salvia as a cure for depression. He said, "I have some childhood issues to deal with, and they had me on Paxil. They want you to take their pharmaceuticals, but if you want to take an herbal remedy, they want to throw you in prison. Are they going to save me from myself by throwing me in prison for years?" Well, that's what it's looking like.
Yeah, that's what they do.
According to this, Roe is now fighting for his freedom, but there aren't many resources in North Dakota, and he doesn't even have a lawyer yet. He says the ACLU doesn't even list anyone in this state. Still, he said, his arrest has motivated him. "Maybe this is an opportunity for me to join the fight," he said. "I've never been a drug user, never been arrested. I started experimenting with this stuff because I thought it was legal. I didn't want to get into trouble, but now they're treating me just like some meth dealer." 1-800.
That's all they know how to do.
Yep. All they know is how to use force. And the fact is, using force on drug users does not stop them from using drugs in the future. All you end up doing is ruining their lives, taking away their freedom from them, and then finally, after they've ticked away enough days in your jail cell, you let them back out into the world with a criminal record, and you're surprised if they go back and start using drugs again? No drug user I have ever known has ever gotten out of jail and said, "Well, that's it, I'm done." No, the first thing they do is they roll up a big fat spliff and get high, because that's the moment they've been waiting for.
Well, they do have some treatment programs in the Department of Corrections and that kind of thing, and I think that those help some people.
Only if they want that help.
Absolutely
true. You can't force someone to
get
help.
Absolutely true.
Which is why I'm so saddened when I see some people in this in the anti-prohibition movement advocating for treatment programs instead of jail. Certainly it's a step in the right direction, but not much of one, because you're still forcing someone to do something against his or her will, and as long as you're doing that, you're going to have poor poor recidivism rates.
Well, and another thing that states have done is they've passed these 85% rules, is that you've got to do 85% of your time, that's it. Well, duh, if you were to give people incentive to take these drug treatment programs, like time off of their sentence, then they would. And when they do it, they're going to do it with the right attitude, or a better attitude
in
their mind.
Better, maybe.
Yeah, they're going to be positive about it.
But either way, government is not the solution here, and there's not a problem in the first place. People using drugs to
it
alter
should all
their,
be legal.
Right, to alter their states of consciousness, while it may be anathema to the way you live your life, if you're one of those straight-edge people that doesn't drink or doesn't smoke or doesn't do any drugs, you may disagree with that lifestyle, but why don't you just leave it there? I don't agree with your lifestyle. How about that? But I'm not trying to force my lifestyle upon you.
Right.
I would never throw you in a jail cell if you didn't join my religion or if you didn't join my club.
And that's the difference. It's not like you have an opinion and I have an opinion. I have an opinion, and then you have an opinion that you're willing to use force to, back up. And that's the difference. If you believe that somebody should be thrown in jail for using a drug, you don't just have an opinion. You're dangerous.
Grow up. You're like a bully on a schoolyard. Get a life. Well, let's go to the phone calls. Dale in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line.
Dale. Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, well, you confused me for a second when you said Dave.
I said Dale.
Yeah, I thought I might talk about my experience with Salvia.
Yes, sir.
I've only done it once. And I did it with a couple of friends during Liberty Forum. They came over to my house, and we were hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going to – one of them did it, actually. But I don't think he got a good – it seems to be really iffy, depending on how you inhale it and whether you hold your breath properly and all that stuff. And it was 15 times, and I was – the easiest way to describe it is, the physical world kind of lost any meaning. It was I was inside my head, And
had you ever done anything like that before?
Uh-uh.
Okay, so no LSD or anything like that?
Shrooms.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I never had a very powerful experience from them. I don't know.
Gotcha.
So as far as a shaman experience, it's the only thing I've ever experienced like that. And I know there's a lot of YouTube videos that people can always search on YouTube and see people smoking salvia and kind of see what so they can get an idea of what to expect.
Oh, they act very silly. They're very silly to watch.
But yeah, the thought of getting up off of my bed and walking around or going driving, I mean, I just can't even fathom it in that state. I mean, I couldn't even walk. At the time, I was so gone into it, and it was only for like 3 minutes, though. Literally just 3 minutes where it's like you're having a dream while you're awake.
Right. Now, nobody's going to smoke salvia and then decide to drive a car.
Nope.
That's not going
to
happen.
You won't make it to the car.
No, you won't. Now, it may be possible.
You don't even know how to put the key in the...
It may be possible that you could be driving a car, smoke salvia, and then...
Then you're going to crash.
And then begin to have an experience, in which case, you're going to crash that car.
Yeah.
You're going to be a dangerous driver right away, and we have laws to handle this. We don't need an additional law, driving while intoxicated, driving recklessly. These are laws that we already have.
Yep, that's covered.
Yeah, and once you've done it one time, you will never ever consider like doing it while you're in a car or anything like that. But if you just watch the YouTube videos and you see these guys, you'll go, okay, I'm not going to do that in a car, you know. So, but yeah, I mean, it's like, the way I describe it is like the universe exploded and I was the only person in it and, everything, you know, it was beyond an illusion. It was, you know, I can't even describe.
You were feeling it. Were you feeling it with all your senses? I mean, was what you were seeing changing? Was what you were feeling different?
Yeah, I think there was that tunnel effect where things are flying at you, kind of, and you're flying through a tunnel, sort of. Everything is.
But you're actually just sitting on your couch.
I'm sitting on my couch, and
but it's like driving through a tunnel.
Yeah, it was, but it wasn't just visual. It was like, you know, there was also, you know, any sounds. And I think people were talking to me, and the things that they said were just reverberating and repeating.
Yeah.
Like someone said, I think they were just saying, are you okay?
Of no importance.
And I kept hearing that over and over again, and that phrase had so much significance.
Yeah, don't ask. Hang on, I'm going to bring you back. Don't ask someone if they're okay if they just smoked salvia. They're fine. They can't communicate with you, so don't even bother asking them questions. More on the way. You take control. Hour 3 is coming up. Or not hour 3. The next segment is. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Calyx ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Calyx, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy looking. Calyx moisturizes my skin, and I no longer need to use a pumice stone on my heels. And the light peppermint scent keeps any funky scent at bay. My feet have never looked better in sand, and I am so grateful. I've been telling everybody about Calyx and wearing sandals again. Best of all, the jar lasts a long time, so it's economical. My podiatrist said that Calyx ointment was different. He was right. Calyx uses natural enzymes rather than acid to exfoliate and soften my feet. There's nothing more satisfying than finding a product that solves your problem. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgie Sacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can can even sit on the Sacroegie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your Sacroegie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's SACROWEDGY.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Do you want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers? Well, innerknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs and pulls for every taste and budget. Save 10% on your order by using code FTL at checkout. That's innerknobs.com, innerknobs.com. Or see their banner at freetalklive.com, innerknobs.com. 800-259-9231. You want to help support Free Talk Live? You can go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. If you enter Amazon through that link, anything you purchase, Free Talk Live gets a cut. So that's amazon.freetalklive.com. I don't know if they sell salvia, though. I'll have to check on that. Let's go back to Dale in New Hampshire. You're back on the AMP line. So, Dale, you were telling us about your experiences with salvia, the Mexican herb that it's in the mint family that many states are now outlawing. They're now making it a felony in North Dakota. A man is facing years in prison for purchasing an ounce of it over eBay. And other states are also looking at criminalizing it. Also, the DEA is also looking at this. And you've tried it, and you say it's safe, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you just like anything, you just know what you're doing. Watch people doing it on video, and you'll know what to expect. And,
yeah. Well, there are websites you can go to, like Arowid.org, E-R-O-W-I-D.org, which is sort of this compendium of drug information on pretty much any drug that you can think of. They've got all kinds of info, and it's very informative and very interesting, and that's a good place to start if you're considering doing any drug. And, of course, it's always recommended that you be safe and that you be educated and that you understand exactly what it is you're getting into here. And I think most of the people that try salvia understand what it is they're getting into, and they're going to do it safely, and that's why we haven't had a glut of problems over the years of people doing this drug, and it has been relatively safe, and it is very short-lasting. But now people are going to be put into prison cells because they decided they want to alter their state of consciousness, and it's just an absolute tragedy. Dale, what other comments did you have for us tonight?
You know, well, real quick on salvia, it's also extremely brief. I mean, my experience was very intense, but 3 minutes max, probably. And then a little bit of lingering after effect that, you know, even though
I'm sorry, Dale, let me interrupt you. Can you hear that beeping?
Beeping. No, I don't hear any beeping.
Okay, I think there's something wrong with our phone lines over here. Go ahead with your point.
Okay, so yeah, it's extremely brief. I mean, mine was maybe 3 minutes before I was coherent again. And then you get really hot afterward, too. Like, it heats up your body metabolism or something.
So it's good for losing weight.
Wearing a lot of clothes. I remember I took off my clothes and put on shorts right afterward, and my friends were like, "What are you doing?" Because I was sweating.
Dale, have you ever played the breathing game? We've read about this on the air, where people sort of I don't know, hyperventilate themselves and it causes them to see visions and that kind of thing? You know what I'm talking about?
I did that when I was in high school.
Yeah.
And it caused me to pass out.
Now, so you have done this this breathing game thing. Was the high that you got on the breathing game similar to the salvia? Because that's kind of the what I've heard described, it's similar.
I don't, you know, I can't, it's been too long, but I remember that I actually passed out from it. I mean, I was disconnected from the world from
but
the breathing
for how long?
Game thing.
You passed out for seconds, right?
Oh, I think, yeah, just very briefly.
That's kind of what happens.
I mean, that seems scarier than salvia,
okay.
Actually.
Well, yeah, because then you're cutting off your circulation, and that's not a good thing at all. At least with salvia, you can breathe. Hey, Dale, thanks for the call tonight. I know you had something else you wanted to cover. We're having some phone line troubles, but thank you. 800-259.
Yeah, what is that awful
noise? I think there's a call waiting on that line, and I didn't. It was not my intention to have call waiting on that line, so that's what's going on. We'll have to fix that. All right, 800-259-9231. We've got a little more about salvia, but other calls are holding, so let's go to them and first talk to Paul in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paul.
Hello.
Hello.
I'd like to just know your opinion on what do you think about why Ron Paul really never had a chance at becoming president, and should there be an IQ test before you're allowed to vote, because it's the presidential election. It's almost like a circus now. And that's my question. And my comment is about this salvia.
Can we wait on the comment? Let's get to the question
first. Why do you need to do drugs to begin with?
Let's answer the question about...
You're doing it all the time you need, Paul.
Right, let's answer the question about Ron first before we get confused, okay? Mark, did you want to address the Ron Paul thing?
Sure. I think that the reason that Ron Paul didn't make it is because Americans really don't understand liberty. They want to vote.
They also didn't know he was there, either.
Well, I think to some extent they did. I mean, there was some coverage. But they're voting for Hillary because she's a woman. They're voting for Barack because he's a beautiful black man. You know, they're voting for...
John McCain because he wants to kill people.
Well, no, he was a POW. He's a war hero. Right. You know, I mean, there's very simple little sound bites that people are given, and they go back to watching E! Entertainment.
That's as long as they're on American Idol, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And by the way, I think American Idol is probably a superior way to do the primary election than what we currently have.
You get
a better idea. But I don't think that, as far as voting goes, I don't know that there should be an IQ test. I don't think... that, like, for instance, you might be the smartest guy in America. You might have an IQ of 211. You're still not smart enough to make decisions for me. You know, like, I could be just an average, ordinary guy, but you don't know what the right decisions are for me.
The problem is voting.
Right. The problem is voting.
The problem is the system.
Not voting for representatives, but the representatives voting to make laws.
Right. And there's no amount of tweaking that you can do to this federal government that's going to make it any less tyrannical, or it's going to make it turn away and turn around and grow smaller or shrink down in size instead of continually growing. It's too corrupt. It's all over and done with. The Constitution was a wonderful idea, but the fact is it has either authorized all the awful things that have happened or has been powerless to present it or to prevent it. It's one or the other, and so it seems to me that instead of focusing on little tweaks and changes, we should focus on achieving liberty in our lifetime through whatever means.
Secession.
Yeah, secession
okay,
is the way
now
to go.
Let me ask you this about the what do you think about the Pope coming in here to America and mixing politics with religion, trying to drum up some support for the Catholic Church and their child molesting ways after they molest. They spent $3 billion since 1950 to pay for these molestation cases, and here he shows his face and has the audacity to come on TV and spew his rhetoric.
I have a little opinion about the Pope and that kind of thing. I mean, I think the Catholic Church needs to step into the third millennium here or whatever, and decide that its priests can marry. I think that their biggest problem here in the United States is that the priests are celibate, and therefore what you end up having is people that are trying to run from their sexuality. They end up with a lot of pervs as a result, and those pervs inevitably are touching kids. I think they would still touch kids, They would have not worn Catholic robes as a result, but the Catholic Church needs to, you know, get itself out of the perv business.
Yeah, then they'd just be the perv in the van,
right.
You know.
What happened to the separation between church and state? What happened to that?
Well, it's nonsense. I mean, whenever you have power sitting around waiting for people to take hold of it, inevitably people that are in search of power will go after it. And the fact is the history of organized religion has been a history of controlling mankind. And so inevitably many of the people involved in organized religion are also the same people that are looking for power. So you'll see that crossing over between the two of them. The solve to that problem is to eliminate the state. Then you don't have any problems anymore.
Now about the salvia.
Yes, sir.
First of all, if people want to do drugs, that's their business, of course, and you know they can do whatever they want. But it's almost like you hear a lot of people saying, "I want to." You're talking about let's drink some beer, and then all they do is sit around for 3 hours talking about, "Oh, I was so drunk, I was so drunk." Well, you know what the physical reaction is going to be. So what's it surprising to you? Just like these people talking about, "Oh, I was so messed up on salvia, I was so messed up." Okay, good. Who cares? You know, I mean, go get messed up again. I mean, what do you expect it to do? I mean, you know what I mean? Just shut up and get
high. Well, first of all, I think you're dealing with two different viewpoints. I think that there are two very distinct viewpoints amongst people that would consider themselves drug users. One is that sort of young kid mentality of, hey, let's go get effed up on whatever, you know, fill in the blank,
searching for the eternal buzz,
you know, whatever, let's get effed up. And then there are others who are looking for an exploration. They're looking to explore their mind. They're looking for something alternative. They're looking to an altered state where, you know, instead of getting effed up, they're getting high. They're getting a different state of being from that, and so it's kind of a different viewpoint. And so not everyone that wants to get not everyone that wants a drug experience is looking to get effed up. I think there's a significant difference between being effed up and being high. I don't know if that makes any sense to you, though. Does it? Oh, he's gone. We didn't do that, by the way.
I'd like to come at it from where he's coming at it from. To some extent, I'm of the opinion that drinking beer, smoking marijuana, those kind of things doesn't allow you to be vigilant for liberty, right? You could hear what he was saying.
I smoked a lot of damn marijuana, Mark. Are you saying I'm not vigilant?
You could hear when you're high, you're not.
What do you know about what I'm like when I'm high?
Because if the cops bust in here while you're high, you're not going to remember to record them or whatever.
Oh, come on, Mark.
You're not out there doing cop watch.
That's
nonsense. You're not out there protesting.
That's nonsense. Number one, I got baked before I went to cop watch last week, so don't try to tell me those things. Hour three's coming up. You take control.
Don't drink a beer before you do it.
This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage.